Earth and Sky.
The opportunity to demonstrate and sell carbon offsets from improved forest management and from forest protection is just now beginning to be experimented with in the United States.
That's Neil Sampson, president of the Sampson Group, a forestry consulting firm. He's talking about the market for carbon offsets, tradable measures of a forest's proven capacity to store carbon. Here's how they work.
We can say that that much carbon was added to the wood stock in that forest. We convert that to carbon dioxide equivalent, and that becomes the amount that we can take to the market under the market rules.
The market for these carbon credits might grow if polluters become legally required to purchase them to offset their own greenhouse gas emissions. If so, this could change the face of forests.
When we commit people to manage for carbon, they begin to fill in those areas of forest which are underdeveloped, and people will plant additional forests.
That not only means healthier forests, but less development and more income for landowners.
That might make the difference between, you know, wanting to keep the forest and needing to sell it.
For today, that's our show. Our special thanks to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in conservation and education. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.